I'm Jennifer Fuller with the news on WSIU. A clearing sky today, we'll see a high into the mid-60s. The connection between economic development in Illinois and education was the spotlight at Rend Lake College yesterday. WSIU's Brad Palmer was there.
Governor Bruce Rauner and Japan's Consul General to the Midwest joined education and business leaders from Southern Illinois Wednesday to look at ways to boost the state economy. Rauner says he hopes the recent trade missions he made around the world will increase foreign investments in the state. But the governor says he's also trying to lure businesses from closer to home.
I've also been going to California and New York. They have more regulations than we do. They have higher tax burden. And we're bringing companies from the East Coast and West Coast to invest in Southern Illinois. And we've got a huge opportunity for more growth.
SIU Carbondale Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says he understands his institution's role in economic development. He says prosperity is going to be determined by a triple helix.
The intersection of government, higher education, and industry. That winding together of those three elements is what's going to create and drive incredible economic prosperity. We're committed at SIU to do that.
Montemagno says his academic reorganization plan is designed to allow SIUC to realize its full capabilities and meet the needs of students for the future. I'm Brad Palmer.
Illinois' Medicaid patients will see a big change in their health care coverage at the start of the new year. The Department of Health Care and Family Services has signed a $60 billion deal with seven insurers to cover nearly 3 million low-income clients. Lawmakers have protested the way the Rauner administration procured the deal. Chicago Democratic Representative Greg Harris has convened a hearing later today on the issue. HFS spokesman John Hoffman says the agency followed the same proper process for such purchases as it has for decades. Illinois currently spends $10.5 billion each year on Medicaid. It'll pay about $15 billion annually starting next year, but cover hundreds of thousands more people. Hoffman says the program will save up to $300 million a year because insurers agreed to be paid less by the state. Also starting next year, Illinois lawmakers will receive reports with locations of so-called food deserts. It aims to not only inform the lawmakers about affected communities they represent, but also stop other areas from losing access to fresh food. Representative Sonia Harper of Chicago sponsored the initiative and says the information has the potential to drive economic activity as well.
And again, just trying to figure out ways, how do we bring in more sources for fresh food and perhaps even jobs at that, right? Because there's an opportunity as well for those food retailers to also spur some local economy and bring some more jobs.
We're going to see a chance of rain through this morning, then clearing today. I'm Jennifer Fuller.